my God, my dad should care who started it. Your kids, you get caught fighting. Your first priority, convince the court the other party initiated this conflict, you're not liable for the results, right? Dad comes walking in, okay, look. Not going to ask how you got your brother down the clothes chute. Not going to ask where you bought that much duct tape. You are going to tell me how you got the Sandy Koufax autographed baseball in his mouth. And you're grounded till you go to college. But Dad, he started it. Like Dad's going to go, he did. Well, go ahead and kill him then, Al. Your mother and I are young. We'll have more children. Do what you got to do. And I was the little brother in that equation. I couldn't really fight my brothers. Too much bigger and stronger. Like most little brothers, I relied on guerrilla warfare tactics. This involved sneaking up on him with a large blunt instrument and locking myself in the bathroom till Dad got home. Here's how smart my brother was. He would pound on the door, tell me what he was going to do to me, and then go, come out of there! Sure, I always wanted to be a liver donor. Why not? I thought that was a good defense. My little sister came along with the best defense ever created. It's called being born a girl. And you're not allowed to hit her. It doesn't matter what she did to you. Doesn't matter if she's currently swinging a pickaxe. Them's the rules. You don't hit girls, young man. You wrestle her to the ground and hold her there until she cools off. Oh, yeah, that cools her off. Let's see. She's mad enough to kill me. Now, I'm mashing her head into the shag carpet for a while. She's in a much better mood now. Nothing raises your spirits like a snoop full of polydacron. That's what I always say.